Today's RN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Trump wading into Israeli domestic politics during his Gaza peace tour in the Middle East.
In a surprising turn during his speech to Israel's parliament, the president called for Netanyahu to be pardoned on corruption charges. Netanyahu became the only sitting prime minister in Israeli history to be indicted when he was charged with fraud, breach of trust, and accepting bribes in three separate cases. But the president declared that the prime minister is one of the greatest wartime leaders.
White House correspondent Greg Flugston reporting, could be even more high-level talks for President Trump later in the week back at home. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he'll travel to the U.S. this week for talks on the potential U.S. provision of long-range weapons. That comes after President Trump warned the Kremlin he may send Ukraine long-range Tomahawk missiles if Moscow does not end the war soon. House Speaker Mike Johnson predicting the government shutdown may become the longest in history, saying he will not negotiate with the Democrats.
You've heard Chuck Schumer say breathlessly, I just want the four leaders to get in a back room and make a deal. We're not doing that. We're not doing that anymore. We're getting back to regular order, and it's infuriating that that's what he continues to demand.
And Johnson says the Democrats must reopen the government.
We're barreling toward one of the longest shutdowns in American history unless Democrats drop their partisan demands and pass a clean, no-strings-attached budget to reopen the government and pay our federal workers.
With no endgame in sight, the shutdown is expected to roll on for the unforeseeable future. The closure, halting routine government operations, shuttering Smithsonian museums and other landmark institutions, leaving airports scrambling with flight disruptions. This is SRN News. Franklin Graham is quitting the ECFA.
The leader of Samaritan's Purse and the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says he's withdrawing those ministries from the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability. That organization recently announced that in addition to reporting on a ministry's spending habits, it will require a detailed plan of support for each ministry's leader in an effort to avoid scandals. Graham says that takes the ECFA outside its traditional role and is too invasive. Michael Harrington reporting.
Counter-terrorism police in Britain say the assailant in this month's attack on a synagogue in Manchester that left two people dead had pled allegiance to ISIS. The attacker, Ziad al-Shami, called emergency dispatchers during his attack October 2nd to pledge his allegiance to the Muslim terror group. He was later shot dead by police officers. This is SRN News. Another state taking up remapping efforts.
The announcement by North Carolina Republican legislative leaders comes amid a nationwide redistricting battle. Leaders say they will vote next week on redrawing the state's U.S. House district map with the likely aim of securing another GOP seat within already right-leaning boundaries. The plan comes during an emerging mid-decade battle nationally between Republicans and Democrats. They're looking for advantages in the way U.S. House districts are drawn in several states for the 2026 session. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Texas camp owners asking the state health agency to give them more time and flexibility to comply with costly new safety requirements implemented following the July flood that killed 27 campers and counselors. Health department taking comments last week on the proposal that would raise the initial licensing fee for an overnight camp from $750 to $11,000. More details, srnnews.com.